When your cultural background and your day-to-day world are in conflict, the tension can pull you apart. It's a story Sonia Patel knows well as a therapist and as the author of a young adult novel called Ronnie Patel in Full Effect. Sonia was raised on Molokai by a family that came here from India, and her novel takes us into the world of a 16-year-old dealing with cultural clashes that threaten to destroy her. It's a literature born of rap and slam poetry, and Sonia's with us in our studio. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning.
You kind of address the turmoil of adolescent life head on in this book, don't you?
Yes.
Why is that important?
I think it's important for people to get a sense of how teenagers think and feel and act and how they make choices. In this novel, I really want to show how when a teenager is brought up with a difficult background, mm-hmm. how that can influence the way they see the world, the way they make decisions, the way they think and feel, and how they actually form relationships. All of that is based on their experience.
Is your protagonist's background similar to your own as a product of an immigrant family?
Yes. I draw a lot of parallels from my own upbringing.
And you're the product of an arranged marriage, the child and grandchild of arranged marriages, right?
Correct. Both of my grandparents were traditionally arranged. They didn't know each other before, and the same with my parents.
Mm-hmm. Were you under some pressure to follow that path?
Oh, yes. They tried to do that. They actually had me meet boys. I had to fly to the mainland to meet boys, but I said no.
So you met boys in the immigrant community, American immigrant community.
Actually, it was strange because, not strange, but I guess how it worked out is the boys they happened to set me up with were from India, but I was born and raised here. So
yeah.
There was a cultural conflict there too.
Already, so.
Mm-hmm. They were wanting, I remember some of those boys were wanting me to be a stay home, cook and clean kind of person.
And would you talk it over with them when you met, say, what kind of wife are you looking for, that kind of thing?
I wouldn't talk very much, but they would definitely let me know because I wasn't very
they would tip
hot
their
on
head.
The idea. Yeah.
Well, it seems amazing in a lot of ways that happens in the modern world, but it's very much a part of the modern world.
Yes, and it's funny because my parents thought it was their duty.
That's what
to do so.
Well, that's what culture is, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a sense of things that really are not optional in how you live your life.
Absolutely.
So how do you go about breaking out of that? I mean, for your character, for yourself, for anyone.
Yeah. I mean, for myself, it was a very difficult process to extricate myself. I mean, there was a lot of dysfunction in my family, and that was sort of how it started. I said no to these things. I met my own husband. It's a love marriage, and that broke a lot of traditions. My father didn't speak to me for a long time.
Really?
It was very complicated.
And yet you found a happy marriage.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, with a wonderful man. So, and in the book, Ronnie, she has dysfunction in her family. Her parents' arranged marriage is a sham. You know, there's a lot of dysfunction hidden that kind of slowly comes out in the book. You discover that her father turns to her for all her needs and even the intimate ones. And so when she catches her father two-timing with a woman who's barely older than her, she feels like a widow because they were so strangely close, so mm-hmm. inappropriately close. So like many widows in India are forced to do, she shaves her head. And that's sort of how the story gets going.
Wow.
That's her form of like rebellion, her way of coping, her way of saying, wait, what is going on?
And yet she lives in modern-day America.
Yes.
And not only in modern day America, but in the hip hop community, which is about as modern as modern day America gets, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she uses that as that's the only form of personal identity she actually has.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was a springboard for which she finds her way through all of this chaos in her family.
And yet in that's a world where you reinvent yourself all the time. You give yourself a new name. You change your look, everything, right?
Yes.
She does that?
She does that. And she thinks she has to do that in order to be, to be herself. But by the end of the book, she kind of discovers that she's she doesn't need to be anyone else. She's good just as she is. Well, and so the two worlds kind of mix.
Being a teenager, what she wants is to be accepted by somebody, right?
Yes. Yes. And it was all about her dad before. But then she discovers that she's good by herself. She can do this. And she ends up replacing her dad with someone else in the story, which is the twist.
Well, you know, Sonia, I mean, as you say, you grew up with some dysfunction of this type in your own life. Mm-hmm. And yet you deal with it every day as a psychotherapist. I would have thought you would have wanted to walk away from that.
Yes, it's strange. Physician, heal thyself, I guess.
Yeah.
I never had a psychiatrist. I wish I did. But, you know, I think it kind of gives me bit of empathy that's different than what you can read about in books, and I'm hoping it helps me connect with people that have gone through this in a deeper way. Yeah.
Has it been your experience that severe trauma is, you know, you can bounce back a long way?
Yes. I mean, it takes time. I like to tell my patients that the number of years they suffered through trauma, it may take that many years to fully heal. Not that it's necessarily that painful all those years, but it does take time because you have to heal the way you think, the way you feel, the way you create relationships. That all takes time.
Trauma can really make some fundamental changes in how everything is perceived thereafter, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what people don't realize is that chronic sexual violence, chronic sexual trauma can affect the way a brain develops. It actually can damage the brain. And so therefore, people see the symptoms of the trauma, which is like depression, self-destructive behavior, PTSD, but actually it's at a biologic level. And so to change that, that's why it takes so long, because you have to create new brain pathways to kind of experience healing.
And as always, Sonia, the trick is to understand it, right?
Yes.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Sonia Patel is the author of Ronnie Patel in Full Effect, a young adult novel to be published in the fall by Cinco Puntos Press. And you can find out more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.